Welcome into Petty Page and the Cold Taker. I'm the host, Paige DeMacos, here with Fred Siegel, and we are talking about one of the most entertaining things that I have seen happen in the NFL in a long time, and that is Jalen Ramsey, cornerback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, has a lot of opinions on pretty much every quarterback, Fred. And I am, let me start off with saying this. I am highly entertained by what happened. I'll start off with that. How about you?
I think it's a great thing for the offseason.
Yes.
So Jalen Ramsey did an interview with GQ. He told all these quotes to GQ in an article.
Yep.
And I wonder how it went. I wonder how if the writer asked him his opinion about a certain quarterback and then just kept going.
So I have to give credit to Jamie Eisner, who works with me. We host our fantasy football content together, but he brought up, he's like, do you envision they were just like sitting in a room and he just like put up like flashcards? Like he put the reporter like shows a picture of Joe Flacco and he's like, yeah, he sucks. Then he's got like a flashcard of another quarterback and he's just like, I'm like, I hope that that's what happened. I'm sure it's not, but that is a great, like great thing for me to imagine in my mind how funny that would be.
He might have just thought to himself, hey, he asked him a few guys, and then he just felt like he could run with it.
Yeah.
And he decided, hey, I'm going to go through all the teams and list their quarterbacks and see what he says. And Ramsey, I guess, doesn't care. So
Apparently not.
As a cornerback, it doesn't – you know, like how much backlash are you facing as a corner? Because you're kind of – at the end of the field, you're not involved in every play. You can get burned a couple times, but so what? I guess the quarterback could play well and prove Ramsey wrong, but
yeah, no,
you're in a spot where it's a good spot to go and talk about the quarterback.
Not only that, but like I think the only issue for him is now, like, okay, so he called a lot of, you know, he calls Josh Allen trash, okay? Guy hasn't even played one regular season game, but listen, it might be correctly. There's a month of time, okay, we're calling it Jalen Ramsey month, where the entirety of national media, the narrative is going to be Jalen Ramsey talking smack on all these quarterbacks, because there's a month where he goes to play Sunday Night Football against Big Ben, two games against Andrew Luck, and then he plays Josh Allen. So that month, that's all anybody's going to be talking about. And
before the games, they're going to ask each quarterback about it. Quarterback doesn't care.
No.
Probably be annoyed.
Yes.
That they're even asking about it.
For sure.
It's not no concern whatsoever. And they shouldn't. But, he's going to get brought up each time.
And
then they'll ask Jalen again, and he'll double down.
Yeah, I mean, I think the funniest – I want to a couple takeaways from this. So, one, he said that Andrew Luck is not good. And if you look at the game that Andrew Luck did play in 2016 against Jalen Ramsey, he torched Jalen Ramsey. He torched him. Like, it's his QB rating. Of the 11 – of the 16 throws that he threw to Jalen Ramsey, 11 were receptions for 172 yards and a touchdown. Like, it's like, dude, like, you might want to check the film on that one, dude. I don't know about that one, Jalen.
Maybe it was a dump down game. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember, but 10 years ago, 11 years ago, the Patriots were undefeated going into the playoffs. It was 2007,
yes.
And
yes.
They played the Jaguars in the first round of the playoffs, or maybe the second. Maybe it was a wild card game in the second round. And Brady went 26 of 28 for like 200 yards, 280 yards and a touchdown. So he threw 26 completions for only 275 yards or whatever.
Yeah.
And they asked Reggie Nelson, who was a rookie at the time. He was a safety for Jacksonville. And they asked Reggie Nelson, they said, well, what do you think of Brady? How great was he? And he goes, he ain't that great. 26 to 28, it was a dump down game. Anybody can do 26 to 28 on a dump down game.
Wow.
For the rest of his career, he was known for the dump down game comment. I think Reggie Nelson's still in the league. And it was just a funny, maybe that's what he thinks about Andrew Luck. One question is, where does trash now? Trash has become the on the list of disrespectful insults these days. It's pretty disrespectful. It's it's probably used as an adjective. It's disrespectful. It's probably like the biggest disrespectful insult. I mean, trash.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Anytime you use a noun as an adjective,
so
that's
true.
Kind of where it crosses the line. Like, he is trash.
Yeah, no, that's
he called Joe Flacco. Saying Joe Flacco sucks is not even. He went on. He goes, he sucks. I played him. He sucks. Why does he suck? Because he sucks. I think that's what he said. He said something. It was even more than just he sucks. But it's some of the guys, it's kind of weird who he goes after. Eli's a product of Beckham. Has Eli even been that good the past few years? And
he won 2 Super Bowls before Odell was even there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His first Super Bowl, Odell was probably a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, so that's a weird one. Decent at best for Big Ben.
Decent at best. Big Ben is a Hall of Fame quarterback, bro. Like, I wonder, like, some of these I'm like, it's okay. But, like, my favorite, I think a couple of my favorite ones are, like, Jimmy Garoppolo, who, sure, he could turn out to be all schemes. But, like, last year, the Jaguars got annihilated by Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners. And, like, a bad Niners team. Like, they torched that Jacksonville defense. So I'm like,
when was that? Was that Thanksgiving?
It was towards the end of the season. You remember they were in San Francisco and Jacksonville's defense was like riding high. And then they played Jimmy.
I think it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I think it was Thanksgiving.
They scored like 40 something points on that Jacksonville Jaguars defense.
It was Christmas Eve. I remember it completely watching it. Jimmy Garoppolo. He said all schemes, but I guess you could say he's good.
After
Jared Goff, average to above average, and then Ben Roethlisberger, decent at best.
My favorite part of this is Bortles. Playoff Blake is good. Like, he has to say something nice about his quarterback. Like, that is so phenomenal. Like, I really want to hear his real opinion of Blake Bortles.
Well, I mean, you'll probably hear it if Blake Bortles –
gets traded.
Plays bad this year and leaves the team.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson's good. Philip Rivers pretty good. Now Matthew Stafford's straight.
He's pretty good. That's good. That means he's good. He's good.
And Aaron Rodgers does not suck.
Thanks. Breaking news, Jalen. Thanks for that one. let's see. No, my other Matt Ryan, who overrated. Like, dude, he was in the Super Bowl the year before last. Like, he was MVP. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it's listen, I think some of these are like they all made me laugh, right? They all made me laugh. But like a lot of them I was like, bro, like come on now. Like let's settle down with the opinions. Like, these don't even this doesn't even make any sense. Like, nobody would ever say Andrew Luck is not good or Big Ben is decent at best. Or, like, Eli being a product of Odell Beckham Jr. is probably the best one because, like, Eli's worst years have been with Odell Beckham Jr. Like, what?
I think he had to come up with something to create that. I just like trash. All of them are pretty bad. But then when the one with Josh Allen is by far the most critical and the one that gets the most because he said trash.
Yeah.
Trash is, it's like something you can't say. You say trash, someone's trash.
It's disrespectful.
Going over the line. It's like, it's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
It's like when Porter said that the team in the Sandlot plays ball like a girl. That's like calling somebody trash.
Great reference, Fred. That is a great reference. Yeah. Love that. Love that. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That is right on my wheelhouse.
The music stops.
Yeah.
It's like the record player stops.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because, listen, they were like fart sniffer. Like, they were thrown out. Like, they were like, oh, all aboard, right? You eat your mama's toe jam. Like, they're like yelling. And you like it. Like, they're like giving it to each other. But the second that they're like, you play ball like a girl. He's like,
everybody stops. Whoa. Yeah. Oh,
they're like, that's it. our field tomorrow. Put your money where your mouth is, man. So, like, that's if, like, I was Josh trash. Allen. Yeah, you hear that?
You're trash. Flacco sucks, but he's not trash.
Yeah, no, record scratch, trash. Like, I'm gonna look for that. I'm gonna look for that and see if I can drop it in our podcast. That noise, like record scratch, like everything stops, and you're like, "Whoa, dude, you can't! You went over the line. Like, you went over the line. Like trash. I think is the line. That's like you stepped over the line, Jalen.
Allen like, handled it good though. He said they asked him on the radio. He said, "It's not my teammate. I don't care."
Good for him. Good for him, man.
So let's move on. Petty Page here. Petty Page is the queen of petty on the internet. Petty Page loves to be petty. Well, actually, she loves to analyze and study the pettiness of others.
True.
She's a petty enthusiast. She's a petty. She likes the psychology of petty. She has a ranking scale from 0 to 5. It's not really a defined scale. It changes each time. Paige will, I will read out something that happened the previous week, and Paige will rank the pettiness. Let's start with the NBA released their full season's regular schedule last week, and the regular season schedule. And one of the more anticipated games will be in late November when the Lakers and LeBron play the Cavs, and LeBron returns to Cleveland. The Cleveland home newspaper, The Plain Dealer, wrote in their print newspaper edition when writing an article about the date. It said on the headline, Lonzo Ball and the Lakers at the Q on November 21st. The subheading, former Cav James expected to play. Petty Page ranked the pettiness of the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
This one gets a 4 out of 5. I got tagged in this one a lot. I really appreciate this one, especially because they use Lonzo. Like, it kind of has like a little added layer of like, ooh, like head in the sand, like you're pushing him in a little bit, rubbing his nose in it a little bit more. Like, clearly LeBron doesn't care, but we all know LeBron's pretty petty. So like, I wouldn't be surprised if he like made some comment about it at some point, because he remembers everything. He reads all the receipts. He's very petty. He's definitely team petty, which I appreciate about LeBron. But 4 out of 5 for me. This one made me laugh a lot, and I really appreciate Cleveland clowning on LeBron since he left. So now they got to be petty towards him. They listen. They're like, we respect you, LeBron, but like, we don't have to like you. We'll always love you, but we don't have to like you.
It's a good joke. It was a good joke. It was a little bit lighthearted for me to be in prime petty. Ill will intentions. This was more of a lighthearted. I think it's more of a lighthearted thing.
Yeah, for sure. I like the lighthearted stuff. Like, I like a good, like, oh, it's like it's good. Like, it's in good intentions, but like I kind of gotta rub it in your face a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the crazy pettiness, like the obituary, like, I didn't even know where to put that on the scale. Like, I was like, whoa, like, that's like, I'm like, I'm worried about your mental health. Like, you've been holding on to some shit for a really long time. Like, that one, I was like, oh boy, that's petty on another level.
The obituary one was probably the Hall of Fame of pettiness.
There's nothing that will top that. That is the
wow. Well, nothing. Nothing will top it. That's a hype. That's
a that's a hype. Pen in hand emoji.
That's a petty declaration.
I'm gonna get old taked on my own podcast. Can't wait.
All right, let's move on to Jalen Ramsey. Back to Jalen Ramsey, downplaying Matthew Stafford. I guess he said he's straight, but he may have said other things about Matthew Stafford that were lean negative. He was asked about it. Of course, the reporters love this.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey telling GQ and the GQ article, and then the reporters will go ask all the players what they think.
Yes.
Well, so they did that yesterday with Golden Tate, the wide receiver for the Lions. And a reporter asked him about Jalen Ramsey's comments, and Tate said, "When's the last time they played us?" And the reporter said, 2 years ago. And Tate said, what happened? And the reporter, of course, you guys won. made him cry too. And Tate, smiling and nodding, said, "Oh." I love the reporter. The reporter, the reporter has to add in "made him cry too."
Oh my god, he's like,
I would love a tape of that. But Penny Page ranked the pettiness of Golden Tate asking the rhetorical question and answering it with "oh."
This is a 4 out of 5. This one really, I like this one a lot. I saw that yesterday. I saw that on Wednesday, and I thought to myself, then I went and looked at the video of Jalen Ramsey sitting on the sidelines, and I was like, man, that's some good stuff right there. Like, now I kind of like, I want Golden Tate to be playing Jalen Ramsey, just to like, I need a promo build like in the WWE where they're like building up these stars and these storylines between each other. Like, this stuff is good. Like, I listen, the NBA gets a lot of love for their pettiness. Like, even Steph Curry today, there was a quote on The Score about that. Steph Curry said the pettiness is at an all time high and he loves it. Like, Steph, one of the superstars in the league, like, he's team petty. Like, this is good for the NFL. Like, the reason people talk about the NBA all year long and not stuff that's going on the field is because of the pettiness. It's like, we need more of that. We need more of this from the NFL. This is good. It's a high petty factor. Yeah, he may be wrong, right? Like, Jalen Ramsey, like, a lot of these takes, you're like, bro, like, are you watching football? Or, like, but does it matter, really? No. Like, it's his personal opinion. It's not like he, like, is a scout or, like, he's paying these guys. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, Matt Ryan just signed a 5-year, $150 million deal. You think he gives a shit what Jalen Ramsey thinks? Like,
no. He doesn't want to hear anyone talk about it either. If I was him, I'd just go, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, they don't care. The only one that would probably care because he's like a psycho is Tom Brady. Like, and he didn't say anything negative about Tom Brady, so like, we're good.
If he did, and Tom Brady would say nothing, and then once he torched him, he would say something.
Yes,
or do something very, very, very subtle.
Yeah,
passive aggressive. Yeah,
he would like only throw a Jalen Ramsey like the whole game. He would throw a Jalen Ramsey like on purpose to like prove a point, which would
Tom Brady
awesome.
Does not suck.
Yeah,
he's in the same level as Aaron Rodgers. The two best QBs in the league both don't suck.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Thanks for breaking that news. All right, it's time to move on to Loaded Vault. This is Fred's thing. This is his shtick. So when there is online, mostly on Twitter, there's hella takes about a certain scenario in sports going on. He is loading the vault. He is taking all of the takes and he is loading them up into a vault. And if said scenario does not happen, oh my God. So I am rooting for, there are two things you're going to talk about today. And the top one, I am all in for them not winning a World Series. So I'll let you start off with the Red Sox, who are currently winning literally, it seems like, every game. Like, I don't think they lose baseball games anymore.
The Red Sox are, yes, that's correct. The Red Sox are 86-36 as of today, Thursday, August 16th. And they're 10 games up in the East. Around a week and a half ago, the Yankees came into Fenway. I think they were about 5.5 games back.
Yep.
And they had the expectation of gaining ground in the division. And they really wanted to go in there and take 3 out of 4 to pick up a game. And or a game or two. And instead of the Red Sox swept them, and then with this ridiculous comeback on the Sunday night game, which was the last game of the series, and then the tweets and the proclamation started flooding in. Red Sox AL East champions. I'd like to congratulate the Boston Red Sox for winning the AL East. It would be real tough for them not to win the AL East, but if they didn't win the AL East, my vault is so loaded. I'm still ready to load the vault if the Yankees beat the Red Sox in a grand playoff series.
Need it.
The Yankees are. I think the Yankees are in position to win the wild card spot.
Yes.
Is that right? Correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
So they could still play in the playoffs. That series would be great. And if the Yankees won that series.
Oh, dude. It would be all time. It would be so good.
It would be great. Because I think that everyone's talking about how the Yankees are fading. The winning in the regular season doesn't necessarily – the play of baseball playoffs is just – it's a whole different animal. I remember in 2001, I think it was, the Mariners were so good. They must have won about 115 games, 110 games. They lost in the playoffs.
Yep.
They lost to the Yankees in 4 out of 5 games.
Sure did.
So it's totally different. It's totally different. You never know. And I'm on the lookout for that. I'm on the lookout for that. I think that the Red Sox, once you get to the playoffs, you pitch. Someone pitches good, and your pitchers pitch bad. Whatever.
Listen, it's a totally different thing. Yeah, lots can happen. The Astros could get hot. Like, there's, you know, listen, we're in August. We still have all of August, all of September of regular season baseball. There's a lot that can happen. A lot of times the team that wins the most games is not the team that wins the World Series. So I think that will be very interesting to pay attention. You're in a double thing, because if the Yankees end up beating the Red Sox, let's say in a playoff series, you would be able to old take Red Sox fans. But if the Yankees end up losing, let's say, the wild card game, there were so many takes going into this baseball season about how the Yankees, who's going to stop this lineup? Oh my God, right. Everybody's going to be hitting 100 bombs. Like, you're like, okay, like that's either way you're in the clear. But let's talk about the next one, because this one is, I have seen I would say a million takes on Zion Williamson. Like, everybody is blown away, which I am too. I mean, he's an unbelievable athlete. His jumping ability. I mean, he's like 285 and he jumped from the free throw line and dunked. And I was like, you shouldn't be able to do that, dude. Like, you shouldn't be – like, physically, you shouldn't be able to do that. But there are a hella takes on Zion Williamson, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Zion Williamson has been a sensation for like 2 years coming out of high school.
Yep.
And he was at high school in South Carolina, but for most of the time, he was dunking. That was what – now, he's a great player, but his dunking ability is what really got him on the map. The videos and the mixtapes and all that of him just – doing crazy stuff. He's only 6'7 and 285 pounds. Now, he's not only 285 pounds, but he's 6'7.
Yeah.
And he, everyone knew about his dunking ability, but last night on Wednesday night, he played a game for Duke, because he's going to be a freshman at Duke this season, probably his only season and in college basketball. But he played a game in Canada against a university in Toronto called Ryerson University. And obviously the players for that team are
not comparable to
the Duke players. But they went to University of Toronto and they won. Duke won. And Zion Williamson had all sorts of highlights. He had 29 points, 13 rebounds. And people were looking at the highlights. And he was even hitting threes. He was doing stuff from the outside, stretching the floor. Just so athletic, and it just – everybody has an opinion on him. Now, there's a lot of people's opinions are he's not going to be as good. He's overrated because, you know, as a 6'7" – I also look at, you know, 6'7", 285-pound player. That's a hard spot for somebody who seemingly is working from the inside out. And it's kind of like in between a lot of different spots. But if he's this athletic – he should be in a spot where he's going to be really good, but it's the hype has become legendary.
Yeah, and for sure.
Everybody's going to want to watch him every game, but it kind of reminds me of what. But this was before the season started. But once Trae Young got going, the first couple games, everyone wanted to watch Trae Young, but he kind of regressed by the end of the year. Zion Williamson's going to be that way from the start, and if he has a lot of great performances and does the things that he's been doing in high school to an extent, all the talk will be how Zion will be in the NBA. The vault is loaded up. Here's one tweet from somebody: Zion Williamson is going to be a nightmare for defenders at this and the NBA level. At that size, with insane athleticism and mobility, can shoot it too. How do you stop him? Not sure we've ever seen a player quite like him. That is hype.
That is hype. No, and the other thing, because you brought up Trae Young, the other thing to imagine here is Zion, his hype is going to be on Trae Young's steroids because he plays for Duke, not for Oklahoma. Yeah. He plays for Duke every one of the ACC games. He's going to have so many nationally televised games. And people are going to hate him because he plays for Duke and nobody likes Duke other than people that went to Duke and people who are Duke fans. So, this team is loaded. They have two of the top three prospects. RJ Barrett, who is from Canada, who's an unbelievable prospect, is also playing at Duke. I mean, this team in general is going to be one of those like Kentucky of a few years ago where they were like, this team's not going to lose a game. This team's going to wipe the floor with everybody. Kind of has a little bit of that feeling to it. I mean, listen, they're all freshmen, right? So like there's a lot more to it. I think, yeah, if you ask me right now at gunpoint, and do I think Zion Williamson is going to be a great basketball player? Yeah, I do. But a lot of things can change between now and the NFL or in the NBA season. Fred, let's end the podcast here with off your chest. I will let I'll go first this week. I let you go first last week. My off my chest this week is with Mets broadcaster Keith Hernandez, who defended Jose Urena beating Ronald Acuna Jr. This is what he said. They're killing you. You've lost three games. He's hit three home runs. You got to hit him, is what Hernandez said on the Mets broadcast. That's obviously after the Miami Marlins plunked Ronald Acuna Jr. Last night on Wednesday after he hit four home runs in the first three games of their series. Listen, to me, the old guard of baseball, okay? So, like, baseball old guy, old white guy, I'm just going to say it. Old white guy baseball fan gets really riled up about making sure you do stuff like throw at a guy who's hit three home runs or four home runs. It's not like he was showboating. Like I don't even understand how this makes sense. To throw a fastball at somebody where you know you're purposely throwing at him, okay? You can't control that situation. What if you hit him in the head? What if you end his career? What if you end his life? That is what we're talking. I mean, if Fred and I were walking down the street and somebody threw a 95 mile an hour fastball at our face and hit us walking down the street, guess what? That person's going to jail. Like, for whatever reason, I don't understand what it is about old baseball guy that's okay with, yeah, you know, like even like the bat flip stuff. Like, who cares if you don't want somebody to bat flip on you? Strike him out. Yeah. Easy. End of story. My favorite quote. Bryce Harper talked about Jose Fernandez. That Fernandez, you know, when he was playing, he was the guy who, if he struck you out, he was fist pumping off the mound. He was staring you down as you walked down to the clubhouse. But he knew if you hit a bomb off him and you backflipped, it was like a tip of the cap because you got him. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly how baseball should be. Pitchers celebrate all the time. How come pitchers can celebrate but batters can't celebrate? It makes no sense. So that's my off my chest this week. It doesn't make any sense. I'm not here for people saying, yes, you should purposely throw a fastball at somebody. That is moronic. I'm not here for it at all.
Yeah, well, just get him out.
Just get him out. Strike him out. Strike him out.
Oh, he's too close to the plate. You got to show him what's up. Welcome to the big leagues, folks.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
to that end, my favorite thing, and I'll go here with my one of the most nonsensical things that may have started with good intentions that has come to a tradition that just makes absolutely no sense, which is the bench clearing brawl in baseball. Why do the benches have to clear? I don't get it. It's usually between one or two people. You don't need the entire benches to clear for a brawl. I get it if maybe you could have a few people come out if it's one player, the batter, against the entire field for another team. But I just don't understand why everybody off the bench has to come the second it looks like there's going to be a fight. It just exacerbates the entire situation.
Yeah.
It's the complete opposite of what you want in any situation. You want everything to fade,
yeah.
not
not to escalate, to go away.
Sometimes you'll throw at someone's head or near someone's head, and the batter will look at the pitcher, give him a stare down, and all the benches come out. It's like if a tweet, if someone sends a tweet that's not that bad, and people see one person gets offended,
yeah,
and the whole mob of people have to come.
Great analogy
on the tweet.
Great so analogy.
The batter is like the tweet, the tweeter,
yeah,
or the pitcher. And it's, everybody comes running out.
It's true.
They just talk about it. And it becomes a big fight when it didn't have to be.
No, it's
it doesn't make any
stupid
sense. At least in hockey, they let the two players fight for a little bit.
Yeah, duke it out. Let them play. Let them fight.
It shouldn't even be the fight. But
no.
If charge the mound, what should happen is that they should have somebody come out and break it up, and all the other players shouldn't be allowed to do anything, unless. It should be just one person against one other person. That's
Fred,
it.
Fred, my favorite part of this scenario is old white dude who is okay with beaning the guy.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
You got to do it. You got to push your back.
You got to push your back. Is okay with that, but thinks that bat flips are bad for the game. Children are watching, and they're emulating this behavior. Yes. Yes, old white dude. It's so bad that a guy is going to celebrate a home run. But yes, you know what we should show children is throwing baseballs at people's heads. That is a good idea. We should definitely do that instead. Great, great idea. That's exactly what we should show children. Like, the hypocrisy is unreal. It's unreal.
Well, because throwing at somebody is very alpha. And
of course,
bat flip is not. Bat flip is kind of like, you're bragging. You're showing someone up. What you should be doing is just dropping your hat, dropping the bat.
So dumb. If you don't want me to bat flip, strike me out. End of story. Conversation over.
Sorry, man. You gotta go inside.
Okay.
Tell them what's up. It's just part of the game.
I love your whatever that voice you're doing right now. It really is exactly how I envision dudes sitting on the couch arguing, yelling at the TV like, "Oh, Bryce Harper,
this is what you signed up for.
It.
This is what you signed. You hit a bunch of bombs. People are going to tell you. They're going to tell you that they're going to say try. You got to keep you're a little close to the plate. You want to stay close to the plate, you may get beat.
Oh my God!
Step back a little bit.
It's honestly,
this is college baseball.
Oh my God! Yep, you're hitting all the
major
leagues. You're hitting the trifecta of cliches of the old white dude yelling at the TV. it's honestly amazing. Okay, Fred, how can everybody follow you on Instagram and Twitter and make sure they're keeping up with all your content?
Well, on Twitter @OldTakesExposed, on Instagram and Facebook @FreezingColdTakes, and follow right away.
Yeah, you guys should definitely follow, keep up with what he's doing. It's almost that time. We're real close to football season. Things are going to get good, and we're going to get to the good part of baseball season where we're getting close to these races are heating up. And we're going to have all the takes. It's going to be so good. And you can follow me on Twitter @the_sports_page with an I, and I'm the same on Instagram. Fred, we'll be back next week. And in the meantime, I'm rooting for a Red Sox loss in the playoffs to the Yankees. That's what I'm rooting for. Soon, but that's what I'm rooting for the takes. So keep chugging along, Red Sox. I'm rooting for your demise.
Or they can start demising now and lose the division.
Either way, I'm rooting for the demise. We'll talk later, Fred.
All right, take care.